Hare Krishna. Good morning, dear devotees. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. I'm going to begin today with something a little different. And I just wanted to share something with you. Something that I received today. And especially considering so many factors, considering that it's the month of December when a lot of devotees are at least making some effort in their various places throughout the world to increase the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, and especially by circumstance, this year has probably been what most considered to be one of the greatest challenges for our preaching efforts, especially through book distribution and many other venues because of the circumstances, which I don't have to go into detail to explain. I'm sure you already know what I'm talking about. But nonetheless, I wanted to share a video which is a collection of just a few small clips of devotees, well, one particular devotee in Kiev who's distributing books, but many devotees are distributing books in Ukraine. I just got a report a couple of days ago. I remember 2 years ago, I believe when I was there, just at the beginning of our marathon, the devotees asked me if I would speak at the Sunday program, which was attended by a lot of devotees. And we were also at that time having a retreat for our counselors. And I was speaking on a video. It was Vaisheshika Prabhu. I think it was something like, the more you give, the more you grow. And I think that was the title. And it was his introduction to inspire the devotees for the month of December for book distribution. And I've got a very, very, very overwhelming response that I didn't expect, that when I gave a talk at the Sunday program, and then devotees had been prepared for the congregation to come forward to purchase books to distribute during the marathon, that within 1 hour, the devotees were able to distribute 7,900 books in 1 hour. And 2,600 of them were Maha Big books. And a lot of other books as well, but total 7,900 books. And I thought, well, that's pretty awesome. And especially these devotees were taking the books and they were going to personally go out into the streets and or amongst their colleagues at work and distribute those books. And that was just 1 hour. They purchased these books and then took them for the month. So I got a report a few days ago that they did it also on Sunday. But in Ukraine, the devotees are trying to follow the local laws, and that is no more than 20 people can congregate at once. So the way they have organized the Sunday program in Kiev is that they've broken it down into 11 one-hour sessions, and 20 people sign up and register for each session. And that they start early in the morning, and they have one devotee who gives a class to the 20 people, and then they leave. Then the next group, next 20 comes in, and another speaker. And sometimes one speaker may speak more than once. But they have 11 sessions, beginning, I believe, at I believe at 9 o'clock in the morning it starts, and it goes until 8 o'clock in the evening. And also they have 3 sessions elsewhere in the building. And devotees had, and they had done an announcement ahead of time that it's the beginning of the marathon, and requesting people to come and to acquire their books for distribution in the month of December. And I thought 7,900 was a pretty good figure 2 years ago, but they beat it. And they, on Sunday, this past Sunday, they sold 9,000 books. And that was just on Sunday. And then also, there's a lot of books. They've encouraged the local devotees to come. Local devotees to order online. And they purchase them online, and then the devotees are shipping books to the local congregation. And I got this picture. Let me see if I can share it. This is what I wanted to show. That's all the books at the post office that they brought on Monday morning. I hope you can see them. That's just a stack of books that they brought to the post office, and they were later put into boxes and shipped out that day for a local distribution amongst the devotees. So that's a little something I wanted to share. But I also, as I said, I wanted to share a short video. And this video is a 15-minute video. And it consists of about 6 short video clips. And when I saw them, and I was very enlivened. and anyway, it gave me some hope that despite the pandemic, despite the challenges of the pandemic, that there are ways for devotees to still take advantage of the challenges and overcome them by the strong desire to do something and to preach. And these devotees, particularly, their inspiration is to distribute books. And the report that I got is that even in Ukraine, despite the fact that there are places where temples have been shut down because of the spreading of COVID, and they're in quarantine. Nobody's allowed to come to the temples. Most of their programs are online. Still, it seems they're mobilizing a lot of devotees to distribute books this month. So I thought I would try to share that enthusiasm that these devotees have. It's not based on any enthusiasm of myself, except that I was relishing it. But but to share the enthusiasm these devotees have, and to show you a little bit about the effort of one of many book distributors who are going out and distributing books legally. It's allowed. And therefore, let me see if I can turn this on and share it. And as I said, it'll be about 15 minutes.
Конечно, что не хватает людям? Все спешат, бегут куда-то, суета такая в мире.
Чего же не хватает?
Да, чего не хватает? Задумывался или нет?
Задумался и скажу, что вечно чего-то не хватает.
100%.
Натура такая.
И вот в этом идея. И вот за вот эту вот натуру людей постоянно цепляют и разводят постоянно.
Да.
Я послал академию читать лекции по саморазвитию, самосознанию. И вот хотим, чтобы люди немного думали, а зачем? То есть ты зарабатываешь кучу денег, зачем? Ты создаешь семьи, заводишь детей, зачем? То есть у человека должно быть понимание.
Конечно,
выше.
Осознанность.
Осознанность. Супер, это очень правильное слово. Только человек, он может быть осознанным. Животное, оно живет на инстинктах, на рефлексах.
И, к сожалению, большинство людей не отличаются от животных.
Супер. Я вот как раз ищу таких людей, которые используют свой интеллект. Я сам в академии читаю лекции. И вот мы сегодня показываем книги, которые помогают правильно использовать интеллект. Читаешь иногда книги?
Да, но не совсем связаны с интеллектом.
Да. Это вот называется книги, называется «Веды». Вот возьми, посмотри. «Веды» переводятся как «знание». То есть этим знанием около 5000 лет. Тут описывается потребность души, тут описывается духовное знание, мантры, медитации, тут описывается научный подход. Я сам, вот, сам эти вещи изучаю и хочу, чтобы люди немного думали о высших вещах, то есть и правильно свою жизнь проживали. И вот мы эти книги, мы их распространяем просто за пожертвования. То есть я сам в храме живу, эти вещи изучаю. И вот у меня такая миссия, то есть я хочу, чтобы эти книги были у людей дома. И мы просто собираем пожертвования, чтобы их печатать и сдавать.
К сожалению, нет денег.
Нету налички, в смысле? Можешь на карточку перекинуть, просто... Да, да, давайте на карточку просто перекиньте, я вам продиктую номер.
Все.
Супер.
Хорошего дня.
Да, держи, читай, развивайся. То есть, спасибо. Эти книги, они помогут, на самом деле, вот, очень интересные вещи узнать о душе, то есть научные знания получить.
Это
есть, да, и ты эти знания, ты сможешь их применить в любой духовной традиции. То есть эти веды, они подразумевают, то есть оно подразумевает как бы путь и самопонимание, то есть вот этих вещей. То есть наука о Господе, наука о душе, их не связь. То есть это можно применять как бы везде, то есть вот эти вещи.
Ну, это области как раз развиваешься уже.
Поэтому... Замечательно. Поэтому спасибо. Да, удачи тебе на духовном пути. Спасибо. Здравствуйте. Вижу, спортсмен, да? Да. Спортсмен?
Да.
Супер. А чем занимаешься?
Дзюдо.
Дзюдо. Ого, ничего себе. И где самый главный враг находится? Задумывался?
Нет.
Ну, обычно спортсмены говорят, такие бойцы говорят, что внутри нас. То есть если ты победишь врага внутри себя, да, то есть вот это вот ложное эго, там какие-то препятствия, то ты сможешь вырасти по-настоящему. Я просто сам в академии читаю лекции по саморазвитию и самосознанию. Я спрашиваю людей, вот высшая цель какая у тебя?
Ну, Олимпийские игры.
Так, ну еще выше. Ну, Олимпийские игры, это там до 40, но потом же ты не сможешь быть спортсменом. Потом тренером, понятно. Но зачем ты, как человек?
Надо сначала выучиться.
Ну да. Ну, имеется в виду, как человек. Вот что ты хочешь успеть сделать в этой жизни? Спорт – это супер. Спорт – это для тела. А я имею в виду для души. Для души что ты делаешь? Для души, да.
Играю в футбол, общаюсь с людьми, помогаю родителям.
Супер. То есть это помощь родителям. Ты ощущал это ощущение счастья, которое ты испытываешь, когда ты что-то отдаешь близким?
Да.
И понимаешь, в чем парадокс? То есть люди считают, что счастье – это когда что-то для себя тянул на себя, то есть чтобы у меня было. Но вот веды, это вот древние знания, которые изучаю, они объясняют, что счастье – это когда мы отдаем. Я сегодня показываю книги о духовности, о душе. Ты читаешь книги надо?
Иногда, но очень редко.
Вот. Ну, супер. Редко, но метко, наверное. Держи, как снайпер. Это древняя культура, называется веды. Им 5000 лет. Мы их распространяем, я сам в храме живу, просто за пожертвования. То есть просим людей просто как-то поддержать, чтобы мы дальше могли печатать, издавать. Вот я сам в храме живу. Ну, так вот мы эти книги, мы их распространяем, просто чтобы у людей было. Люди жертвуют там, кто-то 20, кто-то 50. Дальше, чтобы мы могли эти книги распространять, печатать, чтобы больше людей соприкоснулось с духовностью, с высшей цели. Тут описывается йога, медитация, реинкарнация. Ну, там бери, почитай. Просто что-то пожертвуй, поддержи, чтобы мы дальше могли это движение, так сказать, расширить, чтобы у всех людей эти книги были. Просто что-то пожертвуй за них, вот, сколько считаешь нужным. Просто хотим, чтобы у людей была вот возможность соприкоснуться с этим знанием. А ты сам с Киева?
Нет.
Ну, вот видно сразу. Какая?
Харьковская область.
Харьковская область. Супер. Супер. Какая тебе нравится из этих книжек? Совершенно просто, совершенно ответ. Ну, супер. Я тебе дам визиточку, вдруг будешь где-то проездом в Киеве. Вот, держи. У нас есть храм. Так что, если что, читай, развивайся. Все, удачи тебе. Молодчик. Здравствуйте. Вы же студент?
Нет, не студент.
Закончили уже?
Да.
Просто как студент выглядит такая у вас. Свежие знания. Я просто в академии читаю лекции по саморазвитию. Спрашиваю людей сегодня. Чего не хватает людям? Все спешат, бегут куда-то.
Да, мне кажется, вот действительно многим не хватает саморазвития. Сейчас такой период, что очень большая прокрастинация во многих.
Согласен.
Вот,
согласен.
Разбил есть, многих.
И я скажу даже больше. То есть цивилизация зашла в определенный философский тупик.
Согласен.
То есть мы делаем...
Не согласен.
Да, то есть мы делаем что-то, делаем, а если задать вопрос, а зачем?
Никто не знает, если это.
Понимаете?
Никого нет. Все стремятся непонятно к чему.
Вопрос в том, что просто забыли. Не то, что не знают, просто забыли. Я сам просто изучаю древние тексты, веды называются.
Mm-hmm.
Эти знания, они помогают человеку как раз возобновить и восстановить то, есть то, к чему мы, по сути, живем, для чего призначено человеческое тело, в чем его особенность. Задумались, в чем особенность человеческого тела?
Нет.
Мы способны наблюдать себя со стороны, то есть самоанализ, сам интроспекция. То есть вот эти все вещи, если мы это все тратим, вот эту способность анализировать наш интеллект просто на то, чтобы удовлетворять свои животные потребности, еда, солнце, выкупление самого рона, это просто животная форма жизни. Вот. И вот человеческая жизнь, она предназначена для того, чтобы постичь себя, у нас с духовной точки зрения, то есть сознание, подсознание, душу. Вот мы сегодня показываем книги, читаешь книги иногда?
Да,
это вот древняя культура, ей около 5000 лет. Ну, подожди, посмотри. Она так и называется, Веды. И тут как раз описывается потребность души, да, то есть если мы пришли к тому, что мы являемся душой, а не телом, то есть для тела нужно что? Поесть, поспать, да, то, что нужно душе. И вот это фундаментальный вопрос, который отвечает на понимание, зачем я живу, что я в этом мире ищу, то есть что люди в этом мире ищут по-настоящему. Ищут счастье. Согласны? Так а как же его найти? То есть в чем оно заключается?
Вот вопрос счастья, мне кажется, для многих тяжелый вообще.
Вот, и вот, это, вот эта книга, она как раз описывает, то есть разносторонне, как вот это счастье понять. То есть где, в чем ошибки? То, что мы ищем, и то, что есть на самом деле. Я сам в храме живу, и мы эти книги, мы их распространяем, чтобы у людей была возможность соприкоснуться, понаблюдать себя внутри, поанализировать, то есть кто ты, зачем ты живешь, какая твоя потребность, истинная потребность, не потребность тела, не то, что тебе общество навязывает, а кто ты на самом деле. И вот поэтому эти книги мы их распространяем просто за пожертвования. То есть, чтобы у людей было у каждого возможность соприкоснуться, почитать. Деньги мы собираем просто, чтобы эти книги переиздавать, печатать, чтобы больше людей соприкоснулось. Поэтому берите, почитайте, просто...
Ну, у меня просто нечего подать.
Ну, от сердца, посмотри, сколько есть там. Обычно там...
Ну, типа, у меня 5 гривен в кармане, вот все, чтобы дать.
5 гривен в кармане. Ну, давай 5 гривен, тебе там маленькую просто книжечку для общего развития почитаешь, как бы проблемы нету. Тебе как, на украинском или лучше, или на русском?
Без разницы.
Без разницы. Ну тогда давай украинского виробника підтримаємо. Да, тут описывается наука о душе. Вот. Тут описывается, как бы это как, знаешь, эта книжка, это как бомба, которая сознание так взрывает и очищает. А это как пуля снайперская просто. Одним, да. Ну все, удачи. Девушка, здравствуйте. Вижу, студентка? Не студентка. Закончили? Да, просто вот людей спрашиваем сегодня, молодых, а что мешает людям улыбаться, как думаете? По-настоящему. То есть, почему вот вся такая суета, беготня? Из-за чего люди живут? Что ими движет? Какая высшая цель? Есть вообще какая-то высшая цель? А? Но просто проблема в том, что люди просто выживают. Люди не думают, выживают 10-20 лет. Они даже не думают, а зачем? Зачем мы выживаем? Да. Представляете, вот я просто в академии читал лекции как раз по саморазвитию, хотим, чтобы люди имели вот эту высшую цель. Я точно не показываю книги, которые помогают человеку соприкоснуться с чем-то более глубоким, с чем-то внутренним. Да, потому что счастье, оно внутри нас. Не надо никуда бежать. Замечали, да, такое? Да, и мы когда просто что-то хорошее делаем для других, мы уже испытываем счастье. А современное общество, оно говорит, просто для себя, для себя, для себя, для себя. Так мы сегодня показываем книги, читайте иногда книги. А я вот небольшую покажу на украинском языке, вот как раз у нас есть. Оцените, посмотрите. Называется «Подорож самопризнания». Просто для общего развития. Возьмите, просто посмотрите. То есть эти знания, они написаны были на санскрите, это древний язык, вот здесь есть оригинальные тексты. И тут описываются Шрилы Прабхупады, то есть есть переводы, комментарии. Это в виде мантр. Мантр – это ман – это ум, а трай – это то, что очищает. То есть здесь описан трансцендентальный метод медитации, йоги. И вот эта книжечка, она является как руководством подорожного самопризнания, то есть путешествовать вглубь себя, то есть понять свой внутренний мир, кто вы, зачем вы живете. И вот я сам в храме живу, и на эти книги мы их распространяем за пожертвование. И кому интересно, да, берите, почитайте, просто что-то поддержите, пожертвуйте. Мы просто собираем какие-то пожертвования, да, можете просто за них пожертвовать, просто от сердца, сколько считаете нужно.
А я можу
тебе? Ну, не знаю, там можете 20-30 рен, что-то от сердца по возможности. Сколько можете? Просто там много не надо, просто мы собираем, чтобы дальше. Да. Друг снимает, просто чтобы если где что-то напортачил, чтобы он мне потом сказал, что вот как там, или что я себя как фанатик веду, или там слишком, допустим, что-то перегибаю. Как вы догадались? Вы, наверное, очень наблюдательные. Да, знаете, это признак разума. Если человек такой наблюдательный. Да, спасибо большое. Какая вам нравится больше? На украинском? Или с оригинальными текстами на русском? С оригинальными текстами. Ну, ой, спасибо большое. Это вот признак разума. Давайте я вам еще визиточку дам. Это вот, да, это наша академия. Вот. Будет желание, там будет возможность. Да, удачи.
В Чернигове.
встретил красивую женщину, такие обычно не останавливаются. Я просто начал о чем-то рассказывать, там йога, медитация. Показываю книгу, она интересовалась, а потом в какой-то момент, ладно, мне неинтересно. Говорю, вы хоть посмотрите, что там, какие-то темы. Она берет книжку, Веду, открывает, и там раз тема «Секс и страдания». Я думаю, о боже. Она говорит, ого, это мне надо, сколько книжка стоит, я хочу эту книжку, я это знаю, это точно так. Такая история, взяла книжку. И потом, интересно, сегодня то же самое, похожая история произошла, два парня молодых, тоже берут книгу, им все интересно, они читают уже оглавление, смотрят «Любовный вакуум». Говорит, да, вот это круто. Вот это девушки, они точно вот этого не понимают. Вот это самое оно, сколько книга стоит. Так вот просто Веда сама себя распространяет. А шел парень такой молодой, с бородой, такой медленно идет. Я подхожу к нему так близко и говорю, вы похожи на мудреца. Он такой смотрит мне в глаза, останавливается. Да. Я говорю, да. Он такой, можно я закурю? Начинает курить. Мы с ним начинаем общаться. И он, в общем, такой интересующийся. И тут он начинает рассказывать, он начинает нести, он рассказывает, там, Бог это любовь. Я думаю, сейчас начнется, Бог это любовь, сейчас мне расскажут. И как после Бог это любовь, он начинает вести, что на самом деле это все иллюзия, ты и я, это иллюзия. Вот мы едины, ты и я едины. И я уже думаю, все, надо быстренько кончать. Я уже чувствую, внутри накипает. И я уже начинаю как-то уже пытаться прекратить разговор. Он говорит, давай поговорим. Я говорю, да нет, мне надо бежать. И пытаюсь от него отделаться уже просто. А он просто держит меня. Я думаю, боже, что делать? В конце концов он выговорился. И говорит, теперь мне интересно твое мнение. Я думаю, ах ты ж негодяй, сейчас как я тебе расскажу про личностную природу Господа, сейчас как ты узнаешь. Я говорю, Бог – это личность, ты – это личность, в индивидуальной личности, понимаешь? Он смотрит на меня, да, я так и знал, я сегодня Господа попросил, я с ним общаюсь, я попросил, Господь, если я что-то неправильно понимаю, объясни мне, и вот вы сейчас вот с этими книгами, да, спасибо вам большое. Я говорю, денег нету, пойдем в банкомат. Ну, я думаю, ладно, пойдем. Идем в банкомат, и что-то общаемся. 5-10 минут. Он такой смотрит на меня. А куда мы идем? Я говорю, банкомат ты искал. А где здесь банкомат? Я говорю, я просто все время думаю о Боге. Я забыл. Что, я говорю, это замечательно. А, вот здесь и банкомат. В общем, нашли банкомат, снял деньги, взял пару книжечек. Вот, очень расстались на хороших отношениях.
Хари Кришна. There was more, but I just tried to give a short sample. For those who understand Russian, I'm sure that you enjoyed it a little bit more by the way everything was expressed. So I wanted to share it, and it was the first thing that came to my mind. I said I'd like to share it with the devotees tonight. I feel everybody should have an injection of inspiration. Yes, same thing that was relevant in the 1970s is still relevant now, and that is Srila Prabhupada's books. and the devotees, of course, who are inspired give everyone an opportunity to come in contact with Srila Prabhupada in the form of his books, even despite the circumstances we're confronting now. They'll find ways to do it. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm sure there are many other places throughout the world, and I know For instance, I just got an email from one God brother in America who told me he's mobilizing. He was personally mobilizing 15 centers to get out and to distribute different ways, whatever ways they could find for this month, for the marathon. And I'm sure other places as well. I don't have a direct connection, but I had this connection. It came today, and I wanted to share it. And if it's given you some inspiration to at least think about it, some way that you could possibly distribute Srila Prabhupada's books this month to anybody. And like I said, in Kiev, all the devotees were coming to the temple and ordering their books to give out to their acquaintances and to their colleagues and in different ways to increase the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books this month. And it will definitely be beneficial for you, be beneficial for everyone else who comes in contact with Srila Prabhupada. So I will begin. It will be a short class tonight for obvious reasons. It's already 18:20 here. And I have kirtan tonight also. Kirtan will begin at the usual time outside on the patio. So I have to stop in a little over a half hour. And it won't be on, it's not on Zoom. It's on YouTube channel. It will be I forget what it's called. Live streamed on YouTube. And I think the channel is called Niranjana Swami Official. If you just type in Niranjana Swami Official on YouTube, it'll be on the front of the channel. So now for Bihad Bhagavatamrita. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Brihad Bhagavatamrita, chapter, volume 2, chapter 4, text 108. I think it's 108. Yes, it's 108. Shri Gopukumaru Vacha Tesham Etajishar Vakyar Adala Jamamajani Paschatoshastatapyantar Mano Tripyan Nasavataha. Sri Gopakumar said, at first the words of the Vaikuntavasis had made me feel embarrassed. Then I felt satisfied, although in truth the inner core of my heart was not fully appeased. Commentary. The opinion of the first group of devotees embarrassed Gopakumar. That of the last group made him feel much more satisfied. To hear the Vaikuntavasis disagree over the importance of glorifying the Lord's pastimes in Gokul had pained him like a thorn in his heart. He had even heard some of them belittle Krishna's Vrajalila. But he had not heard a single word describing the pastimes he cherished most. Later, his mind will be pacified when he hears philosophical conclusions from Sri Narada that vibrate the sympathetic strings of his heart. I'm going to read a couple more verses. Nijeshta Daivata Srimad Gopala Charanabjayo Tadrig Rupa Vinoda Dir Analokach Chadinavat. I felt somewhat discouraged that I couldn't see the unique form, pastimes, and other features of the lotus feet of my worshipable Lord, Sri Gopal. Commentary. In Vaikuntha, Gopakumara couldn't see Sri Gopal's pastimes, his unique entourage and paraphernalia, his special kindness, or the special ways he plays with his devotees. But as indicated by the suffix vat, as if, Gopakumara's disappointment was only apparent. There is never any real discouragement in Vaikuntha. Text 110. Tarahiva savagya shiromanim prabhum Vaikuntha natam kilanandanandanam Lakshmim dharam chakalayami radhikam Chandravalim chasyaganan vijarbhakam. But then I would see Lord Vaikunthanath, the most exalted knower of everything, as the darling son of Nanda Maharaj, see Lakshmi and Dara as Radhika and Chandravali, and see the Lord's personal attendants as the young boys of Raj. Commentary. As soon as Gopakumara's mind would begin to complain, his vision would change. He would see Lord Narayan as Krishna, his two consorts as the chief gopis of Raj, and his attending servants as cowherd boys. Not that Gopakumara produced this transformation by his own mental power. Rather, it was done by Lord Narayan, who is Sarvagya Shiromani, the best knower of everything, and Prabhu, the Supreme Master. Since Lord Narayan is the greatest of all omniscient mystics, he knew that Gopakumara's mind was disturbed. And since the Lord has all divine energies at hand, he easily made this arrangement to relieve Gopakumara's anxiety. Om Agyana Timarandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chaksho Unminitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Ukam Karoti Vachalam Pungam Langayate Garim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gunandina Taranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvashesha Sanyavadi Paschachade Sutarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasiri Gauravaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Last class on Wednesday, we talked about the Lord's primary purpose for the Lord's descent, which was to satisfy the innermost desires of his devotees. And we read various references. One of them, Srila Prabhupada's talk, which he spoke about the purpose for Krishna's descent was not to deal with the demons. Neither was it, as we oftentimes think, to deliver Parachanaya Sadhunam, to deliver the sadhus. And Prabhupada explained, because sadhus are already delivered, and he emphasized the point of who is a sadhu. And sadhu is one who is fully engaged in devotional service above the influence of the modes of material nature. Therefore, since they're already delivered, Krishna's purpose for coming was to satisfy the innermost desires within their heart, because they were very anxious to see him, and they were very anxious to remember him. And the reason why we brought that up was in relationship to the verse that was quoted in the last verse from the Padma Purana, how the Lord performs various pastimes just to entertain and to give pleasure for his devotees. Today's text, Gopakumara is saying that when he heard the first words, of the Vaikuntha Vasis made him feel very embarrassed, because he was embarrassed by the fact that his description, his glorification of the Lord, as told by the first group of Vaikuntha Vasis, was not suitable. And then the last group, he felt satisfied. Although he says within the inner core of his heart was not fully appeased. He was feeling discouraged. And as Sanatana Goswami explains, in the commentary, the word vat means as if. Because in Vaikuntha, there's never any real pain. There's never any suffering. And there's really no discouragement. And this is actually brought out in later verses, which we won't get to today. But Narada Muni will also explain that is being alluded to in the previous verse in the commentary, that later Gopakumara will hear from Narada Muni those topics which will vibrate the sympathetic strings of his heart, which is a nice description. And Narada Muni will explain one of the things that he'll explain is that there's no pain, there's no suffering. And he could understand that the pain that Gopakumara was feeling was not really pain, and therefore the word is being used as if it was pain or as if it was discouragement, because there really can't be that kind of anxiety in Vaikuntha. And I mean, if there is, then there's the wrong word being used for Vaikuntha, because Vaikuntha is the place of no anxiety. Now, of course, we understand that, and we've emphasized this point, that Gopakumara's situation is definitely unique. Sanatana Goswami has brought him out as a unique character, and the whole journey that Gopakumara traverses is not something which is common. But we've already, again, spoken many times about the purpose behind that journey, and was to help us to understand that there's a higher place. And for those who are fortunate, like the mature Brahman, to understand the existence of that higher place and to awaken an attraction to it, in comparatively with the other places with Gopakumara has visited, then one, of course, is very fortunate. This is definitely great fortune. And that is the intent of the author, certainly, is to help awaken that understanding that beyond Vaikuntha even is a transcendental place where the mentality of those residents are, all share a similar relationship in that it's born out of spontaneous devotion, and their knowledge is covered by the influence of Yogamaya. In fact, I was just reading a purport. I'm reading Chaitanya Charitamrita now, and Prabhupada in one purport was explaining how Yogamaya is she's not manifest in Vaikuntha. She's manifest in Goloka. And she doesn't do what she does in Goloka and Vaikuntha, because in Vaikuntha, there's covering of the Lord's glorious position as the Supreme Lord has not taken place amongst the residents there. They're not covered. And therefore, because they're not covered, their knowledge, their Aishvarya Gyan, is their knowledge of Krishna as being the Supreme Lord, which prevails in Vaikuntha, which prevails in Dwarka. And this is, as we've many times described, exists outside of Vrindavan. But in Vrindavan, this knowledge is covered by the influence of Yogamaya. And of course, inside Vrindavan, Yogamaya acts in such a way, which will be later explained in the later chapters towards the end, that not only, and we've talked about it, not only do are the residents of Goloka, not only is their knowledge of the Lord's divinity covered, but even Krishna's knowledge of his own divinity is predominantly covered. And therefore, Yogamaya, she makes all these wonderful arrangements to so that everybody dances very nicely. The Lord dances, the Lord's devotees dance, and and everyone is danced by this spontaneous prema, this spontaneous love, which she so wonderfully orchestrates for Krishna and his loving devotees. So this is another unique feature of Goloka, which is that Yogamaya, she covers. And the covering is in such a way that forgetfulness of the Lord's divinity exists amongst those, all the Lord's intimate associates, and also exists in the Lord, except when there's a need to serve a particular pastime. Then, when it needs to serve a particular pastime, then if omniscience is required, it manifests. But otherwise, he's really, really under the control of this spontaneous loving relationship that those have with him, of friendship, parental affection, and conjugal love. He's so captivated by that love that, and this again is, it's brought out in the chapter, later chapter, when Gopa Kumar describes what happens in Vrindavan, that when Krishna goes to Mathura again and again, and because in Goloka, the difference between Goloka and the Gokul is, in Gokul, these pastimes of the Lord leaving Vrindavan and going to Mathura are linear, but in Goloka, they're not linear, and they happen his lifting of Govardhan Hill, his killing of Putana, his going to Mathura. It happens again and again, unlimited times. And Gopa Kumara is explaining all of this to the Mathura Brahmin. And of course, it's very fascinating to hear. You would think that if it happens unlimited times, and how can Putana be killed an unlimited amount of times? How could Kansa be killed an unlimited amount of times? And as we've explained before, that actually there's only talk about a Kansa, and Kansa really doesn't exist there. Putana really doesn't exist there. There's only talk about their existence. But yet, especially Krishna leaves Vrindavan and he goes to Mathura and he comes back and then he goes and he repeatedly again and again. But the point that is being made by Gopakumara, it happens so many times, but every time it's like the first time. And that's the nature of Krishna's pastimes. Krishna goes to Mathura, they feel the pain of separation, and then that pain of separation, actually, it sits on top of the highest pleasure they experience in his presence, and surpasses the pleasure they experience in his presence. And that pain of separation simply enhances and deepens their remembrance of him, and then they begin to experience everything as if it was a dream. And then they're with Krishna, just like when Krishna left the gopis in the rasa dance. Krishna was hiding someplace and the gopis were speaking to Krishna as if they were seeing him, because they were seeing him. And they were actually exchanging conversations with him. And if you hear in the commentaries of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami, he describes that the gopis are saying one thing, meaning one thing, and then Krishna saying, "Oh, really? Why do you say that?" And the gopis answer, "Well, we say this because this is how we perceive these things." And there's a whole conversation going on because they're experiencing Krishna's presence in separation. And it's their ecstasy. But the point is that just as the residents forget of Goloka, they forget. And although it happens again and again and again and again, every time it's like the first time, Gopakumara also explains, as Natha Goswami also explains, for Krishna, same thing also happens. He also forgets. He forgets his divinity. And he only is omniscient when it needs to serve a purpose for a particular pastime. And then covered again by that loving affection. But in Vaikuntha, he's predominantly omniscient. And that is why in this last verse that we just read, when the last verse is Gopakumara, he's looking at Lord Narayan sitting on a throne. He sees Lord Narayan there. And when he goes to the gardens, he also sees the gardens, as we've described before. But sometimes the Lord, before Gopakumara, he turns himself into and appears as like Madan Gopal and Dharani and Lakshmi. They appear as Radharani and Chandravali, and all the attendants of the Lord, they appear as cowherd boys. And when he's in the gardens, he sees all the cowherd boys with the calves, and it appears for it's not constant, but it just appears. And why does it appear? Why does it appear? And Sanatana Goswami brings out the point, because the Lord is Sarvagya Shiromani. Shiromani means crest jewel, Sarvagya, of the all-knowing omniscient Lord. The Lord of Vaikuntha, he is Sarvagya Shiromani, and he knows exactly what's going on in Gopakumar's. We say in Gopakumar's heart, as we said before, he knew what was going on in Gopakumar's heart during his travels prior to Vaikuntha. But now, seated upon the throne, he's sitting before Gopakumar, and he knows exactly what's going on and why Gopakumar is feeling despondent. So why does Gopakumar see Krishna as Manogopal? Why does he see Lakshmi and Dharani as Radharani and Chandravali? Why does he see his attendants as cowherd boys? Because that's what Krishna, out of his mercy, reveals to him. So we may think that, well, that's all well and good. Why doesn't Krishna just reveal it to him there and make it steady? And of course, that's the essence of this whole description, because in that place, it can't remain steady because nobody else. Nobody else is in that mood. And he's constantly being drawn into their moods. And the Lord, who's constantly reciprocating with everybody who's predominantly in that mood there, he's just seated on the throne, displaying his opulence. And it's incompatible, an incompatible place for what Gopakumar is feeling he's missing and what he wants, and which he'll go on to describe. And it's due to the prevalent mood of Vaikuntha, and all the residents have in Vaikuntha. Now, someone, as we established so many times, they're happy. They're in ecstasy. They're completely in bliss. For them, they've got what they want. And Krishna is giving them what they want. But Gopakumar wants something else. And as Narada Muni will soon explain to him, and Sanatana Goswami will also explain, only reason why this disappointment, as if disappointment, as if pain, as if these experiences are there, there's only one reason. It's not pain. It's not disappointment. The only reason it's there is to inspire Gopakumar to continue his journey. Where to go, where he belongs. And the Lord wants him there. He wants him there. So someone may say, why didn't the Lord just make everything just all just the way Gopakumar wanted in Vaikuntha? Because the Lord relishes even more that love in Goloka. He relishes it even more, and he wants it. He wants it from Gopakumar in Goloka. In Goloka, he's himself, everyone else is themselves, and Gopakumar is himself. And that self is the most perfect expression of that spontaneous love, which we previously described. And therefore, it's Gopakumar's hankering is not only that it's something that's in his heart that he wants, but it's something he wants to give to Madan Gopal, which Madan Gopal, which he's seeing in Vaikuntha, doesn't seem to be taking. Why? Why does he not seem to be taking? There's a reason for it. Doesn't seem to be taking it because he wants Gopakumar to continue and to be with him where he can most relish that relationship that Gopakumar wants with him. Therefore, he's Sarvagya Shiromani. He's the crest jewel of all-knowing Supreme Lord. There in Vaikuntha, he knows everything that's going on in Gopakumar, with Gopakumar, but he's also preparing him for his onward journey and increasing the intensity of Gopakumar's hankering, which is essentially qualification required. Qualification required is to awaken some hankering. Prabhupada emphasizes this point so often about the nature of hankering. Yes, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, na sochati na kankshati, that the self-satisfied person who's prasanatma, he has no hankering and no lamentation. But yes, no material hankering. But Vaishnavas have a hankering, and the Vaishnavas' hankering is the Lord's pleasure. And the Lord is most pleased. Nayam sukapo bhagavan dehinam gopika sutta. He's most pleased by spontaneous, loving, devotional service of his. That satisfies him the most. As described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it steals his mind away from the reverential hymns of the Vedas simply by hearing the chastisement of the gopis. And in so many respects, he can't keep his focus when those who render service to him in spontaneous love attract him, and therefore his focus goes to them. So this is a topic. How does he keep his focus simultaneously? In Vaikuntha, he does it, as we've already explained, because he's Sarvagya Shiromani. And in Goloka, he does it also, as we explained in the explanation of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Raghavatma Chandrika, how he was the Supreme Lord in his pastimes is both simultaneously mugdata, or mugda, bewildered, and omniscient when he needs to be. When he needs to be, he's omniscient. This is his nature. And such is the inconceivable pastimes of the Lord. Such is tonight's class. And I don't have time for any japa. I replaced it this evening with the videos that I showed at the beginning. And I do have to get prepared for... No, I have 5 minutes. I do have 5 minutes, because I think somebody else is going to set up the kirtan, hopefully. I won't have to have anything to do with it. So we'll end here, and we'll continue on Monday evening with text 111. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Siddhi Gaura Bhakti Vinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So I will end here. Something I just wanted to add, very short point. I said before that that Krishna was very anxious for Gopakumar to be in that place where he could be himself. But actually, a more better way to present it, so he could be the most complete form of himself. Because Krishna is himself wherever he is, but he's the most complete form of himself in Goloka. And that most complete form of himself is displayed amongst his most confidential devotees. Just as I think I've alluded to once before of what happened, I believe it was in Dwarka, when Gopakumara, when the Lord asked Gopakumara where he was from, and Gopakumara told him where he was from. And then when the Lord took the flute from Gopakumara's hand, he began looking at the flute, and Uddhava was looking at the Lord. He was starting to, and Uddhava worried, he was concerned that the Lord, you know, he had to bring the Lord back so he wouldn't, everybody else was around him. Vishvaksena was there. Uddhava was, others were there who were present beside him, and they would all wonder what's happening. So he had to distract the Lord from the flutes, and therefore the Lord couldn't be the most complete form of himself there. But the most complete form of himself is always displayed in Goloka in his most complete form as the reservoir of all rasa, enjoying with all his devotees. And Gopakumara was hankering to please the Lord in this way. And the Lord was very eager to accept that service. So, just a little bit, little more detailed explanation of being himself. So we'll end here. And Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Siddhi Gaurda Bhaktivinoda. Is everyone silenced? I think you can unsilence yourself now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Thank you.